doing podcast stuff.
We did start it already. Okay, good.
So we have just seen Fear Factory and Machine Head at the Bellwether, which is a fairly new venue here in Los Angeles. I want to talk about the venue real quick because new venue. Oh my God, I love that venue. Sound was great, lighting was great. Like, and where they put the ADA, I actually had a line of sight. It was exciting.
It was good. They've got a good lighting rig. They've got a good size stage. I know you looked it up at some point. They're a decent size.
I think it's like 1,300 or something like
1,300
that.
1,300 people. So yeah, I mean, and it was a packed house tonight. I tell you that.
They've got a balcony up around the edges. They've got food there, not that we partook. They've got several bars. The merch is put in a good place to actually like be able to see it.
You've got kind of like a little lounge in the lobby if you need to just chill and off to the side. No, I think I would be interested in seeing more events there.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, if you hear about a show that you want to go to and it's at the Bellwether, absolutely go. Awesome venue. Okay, so we got there just in time for Fear Factory. There was stuff going on, so we didn't show up for the first two acts, which normally is a big deal for me, but I just... Second in a show internet, bro, and there's a lot going on, like I said. Anyway, so Fear Factory. We got there just in time for Fear Factory. They were awesome. They've got a new lead singer, I think.
Is that what it is? Yeah, I am not super... I mean, I like their music. I've heard their music. I know the name, but I'm not super familiar with Fear Factory for the most part. So,
My awesome friend Jamie, of course, who used to run publicity over at Roadrunner, introduced me to them originally a bazillion years ago. Pretty sure the lead singer was the new guy. I know they have a new guy right now. Great set, high energy. Crowd was really into it.
Seemed like they did a bunch of, did a bunch of, you know, some new stuff, but a bunch of old school.
Yeah.
Old school stuff back from the catalog, so.
So, yeah, I always love that. And then Machine Head, who is, I was really there to see, because I have been trying to see Machine Head for fucking ever, and nobody ever wants to go with me. And so, Batman, thank you very much for joining me on this
I'm
foray.
Batman.
Oh, yeah, Twisted Cat. we're all over the place tonight, sorry. But yeah, I was not disappointed. I got turned on to Machine Head during lockdown. They were... doing a bunch of their rehearsals and shit on Twitch, and that's how I got into them. That, and they'd had a single like right before the pandemic that I really, really grooved on, the name of which has fallen out of my head, of course. But yeah,
that was like 2 weeks ago.
It was like, no, before the pandemic.
Sure, but that was only like 2 weeks ago,
yes,
right?
Yes, I see. Well, yeah, something like that. It's still March, right?
Yeah.
I was not in the least bit disappointed. They put on an amazing show. And as you will see on my Instagram, we had a surprise sighting of Ms. Stephanie Cabral in the wild in her native habitat.
Up in the front in the trench between the stage there and at the end of Machine Head, she comes by. He's like, yeah, fuck that shit. There were a lot of crowd surfers.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, even, is it Rob?
Yes.
Of Machine Head?
Yes.
Rob was like, you guys are fucking maniacs.
Yeah. Yeah. And he, like, loves riling the crowd up. And so that is something coming from him. Stephanie Cabral, for those of you who have listened to the podcast for quite some time, you will remember her. We interviewed her about, a year ago or something. Me and Patch. She is the photographer that does a lot of metal shows.
Yeah, she is an awesome rock photographer.
Specifically metal, mostly.
Rock and metal, yeah. Does a lot of stuff with, like, Metal Blade Records and just, like, anybody who's, like, hardcore.
Yeah. And so tonight she was working specifically for the bands, as it turns out. She was originally supposed to be there with the magazine, but Rob, it being the last show of the tour, didn't want to work, as he put it. And so he just had Stephanie come and take pictures and paid her out of his own pocket, which I think is hysterical. So yeah, great show. I absolutely loved it. You're not as familiar with them. How'd you feel about it?
Yeah, again, I couldn't name you Machine Head songs, but I mean, no, they do a good show. The music is good. Good heavy music, fast beats, just going, good guitar. We were a little bit off to the side, so we didn't get all of the visuals. I think there was like an LED wall in the back doing some of the stuff along with.
But I have to say, for an ADA area, we actually had a reasonably good line of sight.
Yeah, no, we had a decent line of sight to the stage, and good sound. No, they did a great show, super high energy, got the crowd moving, got the crowd going. Yeah, would listen again, definitely. Yeah,
for sure. I liked the fact that we really got to see, like, Rob singing as well as doing Growly Cookie Monster.
Yeah, I was actually surprised at some of their a lot of their stuff either starts out or is just kind of that more low-key, ethereal sort
melodic of...
Melodic sort of rock, which is my preference rather than, you know, screaming.
But even when they're screaming, it's not, I don't know, jarring the way it is with some bands.
Yeah, it's still legible, but it's, you know.
Decipherable.
It's awesome. Decipherable, yeah.
Anyway, so yeah, this is going to be a short review because we're on our way to food. But
food!
But
get
yeah.
in my belly!
Thank you very much for joining us. I think I've got a couple of more shows in March.
Are there more shows in March?
I believe there are. Okay. You may not be going with us. I know that Patch and I are going to see KMFDM.
No, I'm going to KMFDM.
Okay, cool. Okay, so there's that one. I think that's in March.
Okay.
And there's something else coming up too, but I cannot remember off the top of my head. So you'll get to be surprised with us. All right, anyway, I've been Twisted Cat.
I'm still Batman.
Get in the van! We're doing podcast stuff!